Hello and welcome to Believe in Yourself, self-hypnosis session, presented to you by CarolynHansonFitness.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving. You can sit in a comfortable chair or lie down somewhere where you won't be interrupted for a while. You can even use this audio when being physically active, such as when walking. To believe in yourself in a crazy, busy world that is constantly trying to change you, mold you, or tear you down is one of the biggest challenges in life. Yet, it is the most liberating. Just knowing that you are good enough is the most powerful and positive affirmation you could ever hold about yourself. And in turn, everything else gradually falls into place. The beauty of self-belief is that you realize the opportunities to fulfill your potential. Ultimately, the question to ask yourself is, do I possess feelings of self-belief or self-doubt? It is one thing to have others believe in you and see the best in you. But the most important thing is to believe in yourself. You need to be able to possess self-belief, regardless of whether or not others believe in you. It's so easy for us to doubt ourselves and tell ourselves we can't do something. But believing in ourselves and having faith in our own strengths is the key to having high levels of self-esteem and confidence. This naturally makes you happier and more successful. Your attitude towards yourself determines who you are, how well you perform, and allows you to live your best life. If you have faith in yourself, you become more likely to succeed. You tip the odds in your favor. We are the hero in our life, and so it's important to know where we want to go in our life and believe that we can get there. So this session is designed to help you to be much more encouraging and supportive towards yourself so that you give yourself a fair chance in life and stay strong, even when you're faced with challenges or criticism from others. Because when you really start to believe in yourself and in your potential to grow and develop, that kind of positive attitude will bring out the very best in you, so that you're able to draw on all of your strengths and resources as a human being. If you're sitting or lying down, you can close your eyes as you take slow, deep breaths. Or if you are physically moving, allow your mind to relax and drift into a deep, absorbed state of inner learning and change. There is no need to make any effort to try or not to try. You can simply follow along to the sound of my voice and relax in the knowledge that the way things work inside your mind is different from the way things work out in the external world. We cannot change the physical world, but when it comes to the inner realm of your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, when it comes to your relationships with other people, your relationship with your work, with the world around you, and your relationship with yourself. Suddenly, your beliefs and expectations become very, very powerful indeed. If you firmly believe that you are lucky, you will be measurably more likely to spot opportunities in life that other people miss. And if you firmly believe that right now, with each and every breath you take, there's an expectation that can become a reality, triggering the unconscious healing mechanism deep within your body and your mind. And right now, as you breathe comfortably, you can prepare to trigger the instinctive ability within you to deeply relax all the way down into a state where you can make lasting changes within. As you see the reality of how you look, just a few minutes from now, when you are even more deeply relaxed and absorbed, watching the future you from the outside, truly, deeply relaxing, breathing evenly and into a state of instinctive learning. And you can find yourself instinctually merging with this future you, merging right into this deeply relaxed, completely absorbed state, where you can internalize positive suggestion and positive expectation about yourself in a way that really works for you. Noticing a level of deep comfort, and where you see you already believe in yourself in so many different ways. When you clean your teeth, you believe in yourself, in your ability to clean your teeth. When you put on your shoes, you believe in yourself, in your ability to put those shoes on. When you write your own name, you believe in yourself, in your ability to form the letters of your own name. And it's easy, obvious, simple to realize that you already trust yourself implicitly in so many ways in your daily life. As a glimpse of those times when you trust yourself without thinking about it, just come to mind. And there are also those times when you need to give yourself a fair chance in life. Times when you wanted to do something, but you're not sure you can. You're not sure it'll turn out well. Just the times, I mean, where a specific set of circumstances in the past might have caused you to feel a bit hesitant, where you thought about doing something and then you put it off. You weren't sure you felt ready. Or when someone objected to your plans or criticized you, and you crumbled and abandoned your own truth in the face of their doubts. And in times like that, it's so important to remember that your expectations have tremendous power, and there are certain childlike energies within you of creativity, of hope, of belief, of your tremendous capacity to learn and change that needs protecting, that needs nurturing, and needs to be given a fair chance. And just as there's a certain kindly tone of voice you'd use to warmly encourage and support someone you love, to say to them, "Yes, if you work harder at it, you'll find a way to make this work. Keep going." So you can kindly and encouragingly nurture and protect those seeds of potential within you, to give them space to take root and grow, to give yourself the warm sun and thirst-quenching water, to be able to grow and develop as a person, like a sapling growing into a tree, its branches stretching out to the sky, its trunk becoming ever stronger with protective bark, keeping it safe, its roots deep and secure. And when you give yourself a fair chance like this, life becomes a glorious experiment where you can really give your all to find out what's possible. And in the days and weeks ahead, you can find yourself adopting a much more encouraging attitude to watch yourself being much more supportive of yourself, where you stay strong, firmly rooted like a tree, where you protect the energy within you to give it time and space to grow and branch out, and where you commit to running an experiment in your life to find out what's possible for you, to find out if you go for something with all your soul, what might you be capable of achieving 30 days from now, or 3 months from now, or 3 years from now, as you commit to running that experiment in your life. And just for a moment, you can see your future you, staying firm, focused, and dedicated, while taking action, while dealing with a challenge, a calm, focused clarity, as this future you runs that life experiment and finds out just how much they're capable of, surprising yourself with all the strengths and capability you're discovering within you right now. Just take a moment or two to enjoy watching that future you, focused and absorbed in whatever it is that you're doing there. Just getting a sense of how that's going to feel to you now. To further strengthen this image of a strong, confident you, it is important to assess how effectively you communicate with yourself. Learning to talk to yourself more effectively takes practice, and the first step is to become more conscious of your habitual thoughts. For example, consider these questions for a few moments. What do you think to yourself when you make a mistake? What do you think to yourself when you succeed at something? What about when you look in the mirror, or just before an important event where you need to do well? If it was a cartoon speech bubble next to your head in these situations, what phrases would be written in it? Once you've become more tuned into your thoughts, you can ask yourself a simple question. Would I allow a friend to talk to me in this way? Or would I have told this to someone I loved and cared about? Most people notice they've been bitterly saying all sorts of unkind and harsh things to themselves they would never dream of saying to a loved one, or that they would never allow a friend to say to them. Now, it's important to remember that just trying to suppress negative thoughts by force of will doesn't work, as often trying not to think of something has you ending up thinking about it more. Instead, try to calmly detach from unhelpful thoughts by stripping them from their emotional impact so that you can coolly examine them and decide whether they are of any value to you. Learning to take a step back from your thinking so that you can calmly evaluate it is a key mental skill, and it's something that the hypnotic part of this session will help you become much more effective at. And as you continue to relax and open your mind to these suggestions, you'll be discovering how to talk to yourself encouragingly in a confident, sensible, and helpful way. Just like you'd speak to someone you cared about and wanted to help. To be decent, caring, and wise towards the people you love and care about in your life, you first need to allow yourself to be decent, caring, and wise towards yourself. This way, you become more congruent as a person, as someone who has inner decency and outer decency. Inner kindness and outer kindness. Inner wisdom and outer wisdom. And you can really relax with this as a choice, as a direction, as an intention for yourself to learn to treat yourself more fairly and respectfully, now and on into the future, where you can allow your brain to make sense of these words without you needing to make any effort at all. Just as a tree is effortlessly nourished by rain and sunlight and absorbs nutrients from the soil in just the right way so that it can grow strong and healthy. And what will it be like to have this as a resource in the future as you notice a future situation where things aren't going smoothly, where you might once have started to say unhelpful things to yourself, like a distressed child shouting in a classroom. But now you can notice that sense of calm kindness, that strong, confident feeling of inner wisdom and reassurance that things may be difficult sometimes, but you can only do your best, and you deal with whatever happens. Like a future you counseling you, taking you off to one side and letting you know that it's okay, that you're okay, and you will deal with this one way or another. And you have many more strengths than you realize now. Here are some positive affirmations to further boost your self-belief. I believe I can do anything I desire. I trust myself to achieve my goals. I know the universe is the supplier for all the good in my life. I release inner barriers and make a great amount of room for self-belief. I easily replace limitations with a sense of enabling and empowering feelings. I easily replace fear with daring, excitement, and joy. Believing in myself dissolves self-doubt completely. I let myself feel powerful and capable. I allow myself to receive powerful gifts from the universe. My trust in my ability leads me to manifest my biggest dreams. Believing in myself opens up the gates of attracting success and prosperity. I believe in my ability to fulfill my purpose and accomplish my wishes. I swim in a river of wonderful possibilities, and I attract the ones that push me to flourish. You can listen to this session often and strengthen your inner voice of wisdom and kindness and good humor each time that you do. This way, every cell of your body will make a clear memory of how it feels to be so committed, passionate, and believing, deepening this faith in yourself and in your potential each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. Prepare to come all the way back into the physical world with a real sense of good feeling, excitement, and optimism for the future you. Perhaps becoming more aware of any sounds around you. And then, when you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes. Welcome back. I recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice that you're believing in yourself so much more that you really give yourself a fair chance in life.